Hi, everybody. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. This is Mordechai Potsker. Tonight's shiur is on the Haggadah. What better time to discuss the Haggadah than tonight? I have a few little pieces to share with you, and I also have very little battery space. Do you know where the charger is? Okay. All right, so tonight's shiur is on Vehisha Amda. And also I wanted to talk about the Arabon and raising children. So I hope that I can deliver the shiur without the phone dying, but I'm going to look for a charger at the same time. So the first is raising children, raising parents, raising children. I will look for it. So we know that the Pasuk says, well, the Haggadah tells us, Echa Chacham, Echa Tam, Echa Rasha. We ask ourselves the question, why doesn't it just say that Arba Banim? Why does it say Echad four times? So we know that if we take the word Echad, we multiply it, we know that Echad is 13. Echad is also the short name for Achdus, which is unity. And if we take Echad and we multiply it by four, we get the gematria of Ben, which is son. So what does that tell us? That tells us that when we're a child and when we're an adult, and all through our life, actually, we are these four attributes. We actually demonstrate these four attributes. It might be uncomfortable to say, but when we were young, we might have been a little bit chutzpahdik. So someone may have called us, knock off a bit of Russia. But, you know, maybe they would have called us wise, chacham. We could have done things that were mischievous. We could have been, and then when we get older, there are times when we can ask questions, but we try to navigate them. And then there are times when we know the answers and we don't even ask them. So, for example, my mom has a sign on her door and in the refrigerator that says, a wise person knows what to say, and a smart person knows whether to say it. So what does that mean? That means that as an adult, you sometimes know answers to questions, but you're really very delicate when it comes to asking those types of probing questions, even though you already know the answers. So the element of raising children is really raising ourselves. What does that mean? That means that we have to recognize that as we raise our children, it wasn't too long ago that we were children. And there are times when our children misbehave and, you know, we feel the need to tell them how they're misbehaving and how what they're doing is wrong. But at the same time, you know, that's why they say to get married young, because the closer you are to the youth, the more you can understand the challenges that they face. The more distant you become, an estranged relationship could develop, and that's really sad if it does go that way. So, the key to raising children is to realize that you yourself are also a child, and you're also being raised, and you're learning from your surroundings, you're learning from the environment, and you're trying your best to relate to your children. And the harder it is to relate to your children, that's the greater challenge that we face. That also is the uniqueness and the love that you develop one to the other. So raising children is really raising parents. Raising parents, raising children, age is only a number. And if we think about it that way, and we try to soften it out and stop looking at them versus us and us versus them, parents versus children, and we try to find some common ground where we could understand and appreciate all the challenges that children face today, and there are so many challenges, perhaps even more than when we were children, then it will be easier for our children to speak to us about sensitive matters. It will be easier for them to communicate with us, and it will be easier for us to communicate with them. And despite all of this, we always say at the end, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah LeHama Yisrael, right? We always say, thank you Hashem for everything. So there's never a time when even after all the challenges, do we say, oh, Hashem, look, you know, it's a crazy household and nobody's listening to me. Thank, you know, we have to be makar tov for that too. There are many people that wish they had a noisy household by which they had similar issues and problems. And so they daven for Hashem for Yeshua, that they should have the Siyata Shemaya, that they should be able to have children, and that their house should be busy with tumult. Because a house that's busy with tumult is also a house that has a very much potential and propensity to be filled with simcha, much the same. It's all a matter of perspective. So that's Arba Banim. And Arba Banim, really, as we say, is Echad, again, is the Gematria 13. Multiply that by 4, you get 52. 52 is the Gematria of Ben, Beis Nun. And that's Son. And Arba Banim is really us, because we continue to grow. Every day that we learn something new, we're growing. So we have the challenge of continuously growing. And our children are in school, so they're forced to learn new things. But even as adults, we pick up a Gemara, we pick up a Mishnah, we pick up a Chumash, we pick up a Kli Yakar or a Chaim, we pick up, you know, Rabbi Lam, or we pick up other spheres of Torah influence, and we are learning, we are growing. And so that's the challenge of people of the book, is that we have to continuously improve upon ourselves. And children that see us growing, even though we're not mandated to do so, are inspired to perform better in school, because they see that even though we're not being graded for anything, we still have a love of learning and an immeasurable thirst for knowledge. And I think that that connection to children, when they see that in us, when they see us learning, that makes a very big impression upon them. It makes a very big impression upon the connection that we strive to have with the next generation and following. So that's nakuda number one. And nakuda number two, really, I don't have time to go through all three examples of what Vehisha Amda is, but Vehisha Amda is that one level of understanding is Vav, Hey, Yud, Aleph, right? So we have the Vav is the Sisha Sidra Mishnah, which is the Mishnah Torah, which is the Torah Shabbat Peh. We have the Hey, which is the Chamisha Chamcha Torah, which is Torah Shabbat Ksav. We have the Luchos, right, which are the Ten Commandments, right? But they are emblematic, says Rambam, of all 613 mitzvahs, asays and los asays. And then we have the Aleph, which is Echad Elokeinu, Sheba Shemayim Uvaretz. Right, so that is the way we look at the Hisha Amda, because of these elements, Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh, the Aseres HaDibros, and of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what sustained us through the generations that we are here celebrating Pesach on this auspicious night, which will happen 2 weeks from yesterday. The next understanding of the Hisha Amda is that we look at the Yayin inside the cup and we say, the Hisha Amda Lavosein of Alanu. Because of the restrictions of Yayin Nesach, we were able to sustain ourselves through the generations, through the prohibition of intermarriage. Because we all know that if you sit down to drink with people, whomever it might be, there's a good chance that you might end up marrying them. So if we have restrictions on when it comes to social gatherings, with regard to Yayin Nesach, the laws of Yayin Nesach, then there's a greater chance that we're going to sustain ourselves by marrying within and not marrying without. So, and we see this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Before Matan Torah, Moshe goes to assist Tzipora, this young girl, and Yisro says, wait a minute, you always go out, it takes you all day to draw water, and all of a sudden you come back and you've got everything taken care of. So they say, no, this Egyptian went ahead and helped us. And they say, what are you talking about, Egyptian? We've been living among these Egyptians for a long time here in Midian, right? And they've never helped anybody. So what do you mean, Egyptian? Go bring this guy and bring him back to the table. So they said, Moshe, why don't you come back and have dinner with us? And before you knew it, Moshe and Tzipora got engaged. And that's the story of Jewish history. So clearly, when you're sitting down with somebody at the table and you're pouring wine, there's a good chance you're going to end up marrying into that family. Don't take my word for it. Just look at the Torah. And that's the source of everything. But the third explanation of the Hisha Amda is a little deeper and mystical, and that we know that we take this coast. The coast itself is the more metaphysical, but the coast is the Gematria 86. Right, Chaf, you have the Vav and the Samach is 86. And so if you take this coast, Yeshua Esa, you raise up this coast, and what are you doing with this coast? Uvashem Hashem Ekra, you call me out to Hashem's name, right? The Hisha Amda Lavoseinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained us, because how did Hashem sustain us? There were many times when we weren't doing what we needed to be doing. We were failing. We weren't getting passing grades on our score with regard to our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were more needed to be done in order for us to demonstrate the dveikus and the love that we have for Hashem. But we were missing it. We were just not having, we were just not really engaged. So how did Hashem keep us going like all this time when during the time of the prophets when and all this musa that we were getting, it still wasn't resonating with the people. So we know that it's because of the mercy that Hashem demonstrated to us, and Hashem did not judge us on the midas adin, right? So what do we say, v'hisha amda? We say kos yeshuas esa. Whenever we do v'hisha amda, we're always raising a glass. To paraphrase that song, right? Raise your glass, and when you raise the glass, right? What are you saying? Kos yeshuas esa. I elevate, right? This glass through the salvation, right? What is it talking about? Well, v'shem Hashem ekra. I call out to Hashem. And what is the name of Hashem? Yukevavke. Yukevavke, we all know, everyone knows, is Rachmanas. So through this kos, meaning through the periods of time that we weren't doing what we needed to do, we called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachman, for mercy, much like we're doing now, right? Especially everybody that needs a refuah shalema, because we all know that this is a time of refuahs and yeshuas, because Adar is ani Hashem rofecha, and Nisan is a time of miracles, and Ir is Aleph Yud Yud Resh, ani Hashem rofecha. So we all know that this is all the people that need refuahs and yeshuas, Karv Mamash, they should have one. But this is the time that we're calling out for Rachmanas. And it's interesting because the same gematria of Kos, 86, is the same gematria of Elohim. Elohim, Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Mem, is equal to 86, just like Kos is. But Kos has the resonation of Yukei Vavkei. And Elohim is strict judgment. So when we're on Pesach night, we remember that it wasn't because of our great merits that allowed us to leave Mitzrayim. We were on the 49th level of Tumah. People forget the narrative. We were on the 49th level of Tumah, which means that if we didn't leave when we left, we probably would not have been able to leave. Right? And that's what the Kedushas Levi, the Ditchever, would always appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Save my people now, send Mashiach, because they can't take this any longer. They're at the 49th level of Tumah, just like they were in Mitzrayim. Now send the Yeshua, send the Mashiach. Right? So it wasn't because we were doing the right thing. We were doing things that were incorrect, right? And we knew that we were doing things that were not so kosher. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his divine mercy and through the haftacha that he had given to the Avos, specifically Avram Avinu, I'm going to subjugate them, and afterwards they're going to leave with vast amounts of wealth. So what's the purpose and point of Mitzrayim in particular? Maybe that's more of a philosophical question, but the short answer is that for all of this time, right, for 400 years, for 210 years, we called Paro Adon, we called him master. Now we take away the master, we take away the Paro from the equation, and what are we left with? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're left with Hashem, and now we just want to get closer and closer to Hashem because we love Hashem. And if we compare Kaviyachol, a Melech Basav Adam like Paro, who is, right, just awful to the Jewish people, and if we take him out of the stage, we move him from the stage, and we have the ability to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Matov Manayim, that is something that we now cherish and appreciate. Now we can appreciate calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. This allows us to come closer to Kabbalah Satorah. So that's of course, Shavuah. So again, what's the message of the Hisha Amda, the third level? The third level is that even though we weren't on a level of appreciation to do Mavro Midosav, we weren't doing those things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Rachamim sustained us, preserved us, and allowed us to come to this point. So too, V'hisha Amda L'Avosein V'lanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always look upon his people with grace and with mercy and with a positive lens, even at times when we may at times be a little bit short on our obligations. So that is the message of the Hisha Amda L'Avoseinu V'lanu, right? And despite the fact that other nations tried to harm us and hurt us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for the Jewish people was always manifest, and that's the reason why we have this obligation to demonstrate some form of reciprocation, that we also cherish the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to do better tomorrow and the next day. We're going to get stronger and stronger. And that's Hashem. we should go from strength to strength. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And everyone should have a Chodesh Tov. And God willing, we should only hear good news, happy occasions, and simcha that brightens our day, brightens our life. And of course, during this auspicious month of Nisan, we should always have it be in the presence of wonderful things that remind us of all the wonderful things that we have in our lives. Have a great night and all the very best.
Amen, amen, amen.